I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome into the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week, the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. He is Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how are you today?
I'm doing good. We're doing real good. 2 weeks ago when I was on the radio talking to you, I said I had a couple openings.
Yeah, that's done.
I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed of the popularity of this show. How people say, "Hey, I heard in the radio you're filling up. I got to call you up right away." So I'm like, "Okay, yeah, no problem." So I said, "Hey, Dad, look up this job. It's a whole house."
One more whole house
before this year is up.
Bingo, there was a time a couple months ago that somebody had said to both of us, and we both know the guy and like the guy, that I don't know if anybody listens to that show. Well, I told him he was wrong, and you're telling him he's wrong. And I can tell you this, that even people in my neighborhood walk by and go, "Hey, I've got a problem. I've got a crack in my basement. Can you come over?" I go, "I'm not coming over to look at any of that, but I know who I can call. I know exactly. In fact, they were in my neighborhood a month ago. And with a bunch of the trucks from Accurate Basement Repair, and I drove up. I said, "Hey, is Chris around?" They're like, "No, man, he ain't here. We got all kinds of stuff going on." And so this radio show for me, the funniest part is people think I know what to do. I know who to call. That's the key to this whole thing. And one of the guys that I call is Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Chris, how you been?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Chris, it's been a while, man. Everything going okay for you?
Everything's fantastic. Business is good. Kids are getting bigger. I'm getting bigger. so that's not maybe good or bad, at least in the meeting. So life is good. I know you've seen the guys out there. They were working hard, they keep me off the job sites now. They say I just get in the way.
Chris, know? That's what the guy said. I'm not kidding. He said, "Man, we don't let him over here anymore." And I go, "What?" No. And they started laughing. And they were right on 89th, right off of Burleigh. And I said, "Hey, I got to give Chris a call. I got a question for him." And I know you guys have been extremely busy. So I'll call again because I've got to have you guys come over and take a look at something in our basement. But I know this, Chris, that you guys have been just swamped here the last few months. And I would assume it's going to continue throughout the winter, right?
Absolutely. And it stays pretty consistent, Mike, and that's what we'll talk about today. We're going to talk about, you know, what people listening might be able to do to avoid having to have Accurate Basement Repair out. And that's why we call it, you know, they may call you big time. We call you the big time maestro is what we call you because, you know, Mike is out there. He's maestro and he knows everybody. And he's got connections to everybody and everything. And today he's going to maestro for us with Bingo. We're going to put together a little what to do for you as a homeowner so you can avoid having us out. Not that I don't need to feed my family, don't get me wrong, but I want people to be able to do a couple of these small items that may most certainly help you, if not totally prevent some basement issues for your own homes. So that's a really exciting segment that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. I can verify that for a fact because I have my problems. I even bought we bought our new building in West Dallas. I said, Chris, I sent him pictures of it. I told him exactly what I had. He said, no, you don't need me. You just need to put some dirt on the outside and get your gutter fixed. And it's just some simple things like that, and it absolutely worked. My basement's all in, so I saved myself thousands of dollars. I'm having Chris do stuff.
Well, and the reason, hey, Chris, the reason that we're going to have you come over is in our storage room in the basement. That all the bricks look great, but the between the two bricks, there's no cement or grout or anything. And you can almost see right outside, but the bricks don't seem to have moved, or they look like they're in really good shape, but there's between two of them, there's one space that looks wide open.
Yeah, and that sounds like it might be something minor, even though people are going, oh my gosh, there's space between his foundation. Some of it we consider minor, and we can take care of that. And a lot of the stuff, once it's broke, if it's a maintenance issue and you get to it soon enough, then that's great. You save yourself, you save yourself a lot of money. Once it's really broken, it's usually not a DIY thing. And we'll kind of tell you about that today, too. How is this something I can do on my own if it's already broken? Keep in mind there are some real go-getters that'll come out and DIY it. But we even fix the houses for new construction. Like, the guys who are putting up new homes, if they have a construction issue during original construction, they usually don't fix it themselves. They'll call us up, and we'll do that for them because that's our specialty. We don't do new construction, but our specialty is fixing stuff that's already up. But we'll give us some good hints today, what to look for, maintenance, DIY stuff. And what to expect is a big one, too, Mike. What to expect if you do need a repair.
Hey, Chris, we haven't had you on in a while. Can you give us your background? And I love your history and the things you've done in your life. But can you give us kind of your background to where you are today as the owner of Accurate Basement Repair?
Sure. And, I was born and raised on the south side of Milwaukee. Kind of near, sort of east of the stadium. Went to South Division of High School. So I was a Cardinal back in the day, and now we're out Muskego way. But I went to college. I went to University of Wisconsin Milwaukee. Graduated from there. So I've stuck my roots in here my whole life, and I think you know this. And a lot of the people out there know this. I was a fireman, too. I just retired a couple of years ago from Milwaukee Fire Department. So did that for almost 25 years. And it was a very proud profession. And kind of got into the basement business because I was always really construction-oriented. And next thing you know, here we are, Accurate Basement Repair, and now we're the number one rated company in the whole state. We have more Google reviews and more great ones than the next five competitors combined. Our motto, Mike, and Bingo knows this, we talk about this all the time, is, our motto, I carried over from the fire department, it's courage, honor, and integrity. So that's what we carry into our foundation repair business, is that motto, and do it right. Do it right. There's nobody else to turn to. We're the guys to fix it. So, born and raised, I'm a Warrior fan now out here in Muskego. I killed them again last night in Oconomowoc, too.
Yeah,
by
they owed Oconomowoc that, by the way. That was their only loss, and they owed them that thing.
Yeah, they ate them alive yesterday. So we were excited. I love going to games, too, by the way. So, I'm a local guy, and, I love Milwaukee. I love the... I love Wisconsin as a whole. Maybe I won't be saying this in January, right? But as I'm looking up my windows at these beautiful fall colors, I'm like, man, it's going to be a great day today. Blue skies, fall colors. Nonetheless, I may not be able to enjoy it as much, gentlemen, because, my wife will have me doing chores all day. I keep prepping.
Let her know that you're a big radio star. You can't be doing chores, man. After you get off the air, you're exhausted, man, from McGivern just badgering me for the whole hour. That's what you tell her, man.
Hey, people out there think this is gravy, man. There's a lot of stress to this radio business.
There's a lot of stress. I know that because at 5 minutes to eight, I still was trying to figure out what we're going to do on a couple of these shows I'm doing. Hey, Chris, let's talk really quick before we have to get to a break. The process when somebody gives your office a call and 414-744-6900, when they call that number, let's talk about the kind of the process of time-wise and when you guys are available to come out and take a look at what they have going on.
So people will call us for a number of reasons, or they'll eat, or they'll send us something over the internet about, you know, we have accurate info, but it's accuratebasementrepair.com. It's full accuratebasementrepair.com. So we do foundation restoration and waterproofing. So we don't do remodeling, anything to do with your foundation. So that means water management and structural integrity issues. So people will call, and this is interesting, and Bingo always finds this fascinating too, because he always finds this very interesting. So if we get 10 calls, Mike, out of those 10 calls that we get, of calls that go interest and we go to your house, we only are able to write estimates on less than 50% of them. It's actually like 46% of them. And people go, are you crazy? How does that happen? Because most of the time we go to people's houses, they don't need anything. So as much as we describe this maintenance stuff, or the self-help stuff. So when people call, they really don't understand what entails a foundation repair. So when they call in, they'll get a ton of questions asked to them because we're trying to narrow this down. And as many questions as we ask, we still get a less than 50% where we actually can even write on a repair for you, because most of them don't need anything done to them. It is simple deferred maintenance issues. So you call in, they're going to ask you a ton of questions, then we come out and take a look at it. Appointments are anywhere from 3 days to 3 weeks. It depends on what you describe for your issue. And then we come on out, we write up an estimate if you need one, and if not, we give you a bunch of tips on do this, 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 and this. Most of the people who are calling, we call it the wet sock syndrome. Unless your sock's getting wet, usually you don't call, unless one day you go downstairs and you're like, hey, I have dirt on my floor. My basement never gets wet, but I got some dirt. You find out they pull off some paneling and there's a bunch of dirt on the floor because they got a crack that's an inch wide. So that'll happen. Or if it's a real estate deal. And Bingo gets a lot of those too. He does EFIS repair. And Bingo and I will talk about that a lot, Mike, is that people selling their houses, individuals buying, don't want to buy into a big mess. So we'll get those phone calls too. Hey, I just had a home inspection and they called out this, this, and this, and we'll come out and take a look at it and really see if it's an issue or not.
He is Chris Mancuso. He's the owner of Accurate Basement Repair. It's one word, accuratebasementrepair.com. And on that website, you know, they go through all the services that they have from drain tile testing to full basement. What do you do? Full basement?
Excavation?
And explain that to me if you would, because that basically is, that's the big boy, right?
That's the big boy. We do. So if your wall's caving in and I can't save it, sometimes we have to do a full excavation. We had a house just this weekend off of 67th. We started excavating it, and it was poor original construction. Oh. And as we dig it out, we're trying to stabilize it, the whole wall ended up coming in. And then we have to put it up on stilts and rebuild it. So we're able to do that. And those things can get pricey, but they're not going to get any cheaper as things move forward. And there's a very high skill set. There's a lot of people that do what we do, but a lot of people that don't do it right. So hey, that's why you got to be very conscientious on picking the right contractor.
Hey, we're also going to talk a little bit later about steel brace reinforcement and a number of other things, glass block window repair. I've got a number of questions. And what happens, Chris, so you know, is I'll send an email out to some people here at Odyssey Milwaukee and say, hey, this week on the Home Improvement Show, we've got accurate basement repair. If you guys have any questions you want me to ask, just email them over. And I got a number of questions for you, and we'll get to those throughout the show. Again, he is Chris Mancuso, owner of Accurate Basement Repair. Go to AccurateBasementRepair.com. My co-host this week, Bingo Emmons, the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. This is the Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by our friends at Current Electric, home of the superhero on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week, Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Hey, Bingo, when you've worked alongside and with a guy like Chris Mancuso for as long as you have, man, it's just an easy phone call to call him because there isn't anybody better than he is when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of times people call me because the basements are leaking, and he goes, hey, can you just stucco this over or do the bricks or do something real quick? And I'll tell him to call Chris. You know what's nice about when I tell him to call Chris? Because, I mean, just you hear horror stories of basements all the time. Is I'm not worried about the customer calling me up and say, hey, I wish you wouldn't have recommended that guy. That was horrible. I never once, and the others come, hey, thanks a lot for Chris. There's, there's some really picky people in Whitefish Bay. And they're like, oh, my gosh, thanks a lot for everything. That was the greatest. Thanks. It's just when you're, especially in my position, what I do is you can't recommend somebody and they do a bad job. And one thing I like about that, and you know he's good because that's who Debbie uses.
There it is.
Debbie will refer them. She won't let anybody else even look at our basements, for us or nothing. That's it, automatic. And I've gone to jobs, and people have other basement companies do it. I'll just look at one on Thursday. We had a competitor of his did it. You're like, he said, yeah, what do we do here now? They talked about taking him to court. So how do we do it? Because the damage that he did was to all the bricks was crazy. But they're like, how do you, what should we do? And he says, well, he goes, I don't want to hear I should have called Accurate because that's the first thing your wife said.
Chris, I can tell you this. If you've got Deb in your corner, you're doing something right, man. She is my favorite, but if you mess with her, she'll let you know. She's not afraid.
We get along good.
Yeah, I do too with her because I have so much respect for her. Hey, one of the questions that I got from somebody I work with, Jeff said, hey, could you ask him this? Is there a general rule of thumb about the size of the crack in the basement? Is every crack an issue, or should we be looking at if it's just kind of a hairline crack, do we not need to worry about it?
So that's a great question. So keep in mind, almost every basement's going to have a crack, and it's very rare that I would walk into a basement and see no cracks in it, right? Because it's very cold weather here, and we're digging a big hole in the ground. So what I tell everyone, because people freak out when I get to their house, they're going, oh, my gosh, now what? I tell them every basement's going to leak at some point, every one of them. And every basement's going to have a crack in them, every one of them at some point. So some cracks are, you look at it and go, well, no crack is good, don't get me wrong, but most certainly some are just normal wear and tear, right? It's just normal wear and tear. The size of the crack and the amount of cracks and then the inward displacement. So it's with that in mind, when you look at the wall and you go, oh my gosh, this thing looks like it's bowing, you need to make a phone call. Or if you start getting multiple cracks or really long horizontal cracks, that's when you might want to make a phone call. And if it's a long horizontal crack, Mike, if you can take your eye and put it right next to that wall, you can kind of see it bowing a little bit. And that's when you want to make phone calls, because the sooner you get on it, it's better, because you have less of a probability of having the excavation. And that's what consumers need to know is that at some point, if you don't take care of it now, it gets worse. Then you're into the excavation mode, and it gets very expensive. Yeah. What most people don't know is most of these repairs are within the Wisconsin state code. You know, that's code compliant stuff, which we're one of the only states in the entire country that have a code compliance in the UDC, which is Uniform Dwelling Code, or UBC, Uniform Building Code, that is, has to do with foundation repair. So question is, yeah, if you have some cracks, try to look to see if you got multiple ones coming in or long horizontals, you probably want to make a phone call.
Hey, another question from a girl I work with. Can you explain what waterproofing my basement means, and what's the time frame, and how much does a normal waterproofing of a basement cost? So I guess her husband's been talking to her about getting their basement waterproofed, and she's looked online but doesn't really understand what that means and if they need to have it or not.
So, and that's a great question also, because who would know? There's very rare that I walk into a house and say, so what do you know about, you know, foundation restoration and waterproofing? And people go, oh, yeah, I know what that is. It's kind of easy conceptually to go, oh, this is what a new roof is, right? New roof. Oh, yeah, you're putting that stuff on top. But most people don't even know what drain tile is. Drain tile, that's how we keep your basement dry. It's not really tile. It's a tube. So I know people listening go, well, what the hell do they call it, a tile? Well,
Hey Chris, I got to tell you that her husband Todd, who listens every week to the show and keeps saying that he should be doing this show instead of me because he knows all about this, but he tried to explain to her what waterproofing is, and I'm not sure that she understood what he was talking about with it. So when you go into a home over in my neighborhood, which and you know where that is, off by Montmorency College in that Wauwatosa area, if somebody says, look, we want to have our basement waterproofed, what does that mean that they're looking for?
Most of the time, it is a interior drain tile system replacement for waterproofing. That's most of the time that's what that is. It's waterproofing the interior, and that means putting in a drain tile system, and that means breaking the interior floor open, running a new trench, and around the perimeter of the inside, putting in new tubes, which is drain tile, and then a stone base. So what it does is collects the water as it comes up from the bottom, and it goes in. It's very invasive. So I try not to paint some rosy picture of that, but people need to understand, do it now or do it later, you're going to end up having to do some of that sometimes. But it is it's generally an invasive project. It's not something you just slap paint up on the wall or some waterproofing paint that you see like in the stores or an advertisement, Mike. It's putting in a water management system. Most of the time it has to do with drain tile replacement, because as it gets old, your arteries get clogged, right? As you get older, a lot of people,
yep.
Same thing with your drain tile, your tubing. It's like having a gutter. Best way to explain it, it's like having the outside gutter on your roof, except it's in the ground underneath your basement. That gutter's got to flow to a downspout, which is a sump crock, and then that collects water and pumps out, hopefully far enough away from your house so it doesn't recycle. So that's what waterproofing is. When you call a waterproofer, it's really a water management. I don't know how waterproofing ever became the term, but what we're doing is water management is what we're doing.
Hey, Chris, I have to believe, because of horror stories that we've all heard throughout our life, that anytime somebody has to call you, they probably don't sleep really well the night before you come. And not against you, but just about, you know, all of the different horror stories that people have heard about foundation repair. And so they see a crack in their basement and they're thinking right away, man, we're digging up, we're doing all of this. And that's not, I don't know what percentage that is to you, but I've got to believe that people just are nervous as heck before you walk in their basement.
That is absolutely true, because, again, how do you conceptually figure this out? If you go online and try to look it up, some of it looks really invasive, and you're going, oh, my gosh, this is what we have to do. And then you hear the horror stories about waterproofing and foundation contractors. You know, a lot of the contractors, again, when we started in this business, I remember being told by this person, and I'll never forget it, they said, yeah, calling you guys up is somewhere in between, you know, having to deal with a used car salesman and a divorce attorney.
Oh, man.
And I thought, oh, my gosh. I went from being here I am as a fireman, and now you're a commander. Not that there's anything wrong with divorce attorneys. Call us up. We'll fix your basement. Or used car salesman. Don't get me wrong. It was just the older cliche with that. You know, man, and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's not like a really great compliment. And nothing against divorce attorneys or used car sales guys. But boy, oh boy, you know, neither one has this really great reputation. And if you're somewhere between those two, that just doesn't feel so good. I got to be honest. Hey, Bingo, there's so much to talk to with Chris when it comes to foundation repair and all of the things that they do over at Accurate Basement Repair. And we're not going to have near enough time to do all this. But what for us on this show to be able to have somebody like him, especially right here in the middle of fall, because our next segment is going to be talking about this time of year, come winter time, if he gets busier or less busy. But man, you know, for us to be able to have him on maybe once a quarter would probably be best
us. Yeah. Chris is great. That's why when we're, you know, we're going through our list of people, I said, I got to get Chris on. And because that's what this show is all about, helping people. But I have a question here. Someone just asked me, what about waterproofing? Is that paint that you buy from the hardware store and you paint on the inside of a building? So what about that special basement paint?
No.
How good is that stuff?
No, there's a place for it. Don't get me wrong. There's a place for it. But if you're having active seepage, that is not waterproofing. It's water. They call it waterproofing paint, but again, there's some misnomers on some of the labeling on this stuff. So a lot of it, again, has to do with managing the water as it before it comes into the basement and putting that paint stuff. That may work very temporarily, but it can create some bigger problems. So we call Bingo a lot. We'll get these phone calls on some of these buildings where they've used that, especially on brick foundations and older foundations. It holds the moisture in, and then all the mortar, which is what holds everything together, starts to deteriorate. And then Bingo's got to come on in and redo this mortar on these walls, and it can be detrimental to use at a time. So it's selective on when it's used.
There's actually a term for that. It's called parging.
Here it is.
Yeah, and that's what Bingo will do. And there's a very high skill set for that, too. It's not a DIY thing either. So,
hey, guys, the cool thing about Accurate Basement Repair, if you go to their website, they have a free foundation repair estimate request. And it's your name, number, you know, phone number, address, and then just some information that they would need to be able to get back to you. And there's a place to attach any relevant files, photos, things like that, engineer inspector report, and then some comments. And that's probably, I would think, the easiest way to get a response back, because they're awfully busy. But if you want to call them, 414-744-6900, go to accurateabasementrepair.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction in Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. I am Mike McGivern alongside, or kind of, my co-host, I guess, this week. I'm looking forward to having him alongside, is Bingo Emmons. Call creativeconstruction.com. He is the owner, along with Deb and Zach and Sam, and it's a family-owned company for a long time. We're also joined in our special guest, Chris Mancuso, owner of Accurate Basement Repair, accurateabasementrepair.com, for any questions that you have. And look, again, we had just talked about the fear that we all have about when we see cracks, not only in the walls, but the basement floor. But I'll tell you this, and Chris talked about this a little bit earlier, don't wait on it. Because the long, you know, out of sight, out of mind is just going to cost you more money down the stretch. So get it looked at, or go onto that website and fill out, get a free estimate. and let Chris and his staff know what's going on, and they can at least assure you, so you can rest a little bit easier. Hey, look, that's not something that you need us to come out here in the next 3 days. We need to look at it here within the next couple of months. But that way, at least you can rest easy, right, Chris?
Absolutely. And, you know, the things that, that folks can do today. So if today you're going, well, you know, I got to listen to the show now, you know, in the ear and out. But, you know, today, grab a flashlight. And, you know, today's a beautiful day. Start outside. So you're gearing up, drinking your coffee now. You're listening to us smoking and joking this morning. Grab yourself a pen and paper, or go out there with your phone and walk around your house and check your downspouts first and start taking a look, going, oh, yeah, how far is that? Is that dumping next to the house? I will bet you that out of the listeners, I'll bet you that 80% of them, when they go out, they'll find a downspout that's off somewhere next to the house. And I'll go, man, I never knew that was off. But you got to clear out the bushes, right? So you got to look behind the bushes, Mike, and clear that out, take a look, get those extended. You want those at least 10 feet away from the house if you can, because winter's coming, right? So you get those winter days where it's warm enough to melt all the snow off. Right, but it's not warm enough to dry out the soil, so that'll melt off. And if that gutter's leaking next to the house, it'll crack up the basement. Right, so take a look at that today. That's the perfect thing to do. Right, take a look at that this morning. Go run your hardware store, get those extensions, and then what you do is. You know, after lunch, and you're going, what else can I do today? Because you got nothing else to do today. What else does anyone have to do?
Nothing.
Their basement, right? I mean, please. Then you go downstairs. You go downstairs, Mike, with a flashlight. Take a flashlight. Or worst case scenario, again, you go to that smartphone and you hit that button and it has a little flashlight on it, right? That's how you see guys changing tires out on the freeway. So you grab that. You go downstairs and you start looking around, right? Hey, this, oh my gosh, all of a sudden you look behind that old musty chair and it's sitting in the corner. You go, oh my gosh, look at, there's big water stains there. Then you want to keep an eye on that over the next couple rainfalls to see if it's leaking. But you want to make note out of it. And the way you make notes on it, right, what does everybody do? Take a picture of it. Take a picture and you'll be like, oh my gosh, what did that look like last time? You go through, scroll through your pictures and go, man, that stain got bigger. Oh, boy. So those are the things you want to do. Take a look at the walls, but make sure you use a flashlight because that's when you'll really find it. Find it now or find it later. Better to find out now.
Hey, Chris.
So those are the things you can do today.
Chris, a guy named Andrew sent me an email. And again, we're not going to get through all of them because basements, like we talked about, scare people. But his question is, when it rains, we seem to have a little bit of water seeping in our basement, through our basement walls. Is there an effective way that I can handle that on my own, or is that something that we should give your guy a call? And you're our guy. So his question is, when it rains, they're seeping in his basement. And he doesn't think it's that big of a deal. He just wipes it up, but his wife is a little nervous about it.
So, Andrew, this is why you grab that cup of coffee and go outside. Go outside and see what's over there. It's like when we started the show and Bingo was talking about that leaking on that commercial building he had. And we were looking at that. And, you know, while he's talking to me, he's showing me pictures. He's calling in. He's calling me and sending me pictures at the same time. So I'm looking at that, and we end up finding out there was a downspout over there that had some weird, you know, weird thing that was going on the ground. So he pulled that out, extended it out, and dried it up. It might be as simple as that, Andrew, is take a look outside, see what's coming over. Sometimes it's a valley where the roof comes together, and it's full of leaves, and so the gutter's overflowing. But if it keeps on leaking in the same spot, and you've done those simple maintenance items, then you probably need some drain tile repair. You know, then you probably need some drain tile repair.
Yeah, I think that when you talk about drain tile repair, is that something that if he was a guy that was fairly good at do it yourself, can he do that? Or is that an issue where you don't want to try to get that done yourself? You want to call a company like Accurate Basement Repair?
So that is another great question. So a DIY on foundation restoration and waterproofing is almost unheard of. There are some folks, again, remember, I was a fireman. Every fireman around is I can do it myself because that's what we do. There's nobody else to call when we're out there doing what we do. We have to get it done. So that's our mindset even at our own homes, which can get us in trouble. But even most firemen, we fix more basements for fire, police, protective services, municipal workers, all over southeastern Wisconsin because they trust us. So they call us because it's extremely the manual labor involved, extremely difficult. All that stuff coming out of your basement, that mud and dirt and concrete around the edges, there's no magic way to get it out. We got to carry it out. And it is extremely difficult. We had a house a few weeks ago, and people got really mad, too. But stuff happens. And Bingo will tell you this. Bad things can happen to even great contractors. And we're in a very invasive business. So all this, Mike, is paled out in pails of dirt, and muck. It gets pretty nasty. Again, I'm not here to scare people, right? And you go, oh, my gosh, what is this going to look like? It's messy, so you want to clear as much out. But that's why most people don't DIY it. And especially if it's outside excavation, they're going to rent a backhoe. They can, but most certainly they'd still have to pull permits. Everything that we do is a permittable item. It needs municipal permits and inspections and so forth. So DIYing it is usually not happening.
Hey, quick question. Really quick question. I'm sorry, Chris, really quick question before we get to a break. And this was from Andrew again. The Flex Seal products that you keep seeing on TV and you're going to the big box store and basically they say that they can fix everything known to man. Is that a product that somebody like you would recommend or would you stay away from something like the Flex Seal?
I would stay away from something like the Flex Seal. That is a, you've heard the term jerry rigging,
right?
Or Joe do it yourself kind of a deal. That is all you're doing is putting a Band-Aid on something that potentially is cancerous and can lead to foundation death. So we really avoid having people go that route. It works okay to seal out some of the moisture after you have the water intrusion managed by doing some sort of drain tile. But again, that's usually a Band-Aid kind of a handyman kind of deal.
Hey, Chris, let me just answer the text message that I got just now. Yes. I'm just going to say, my wife, Terry, just sent me a text, said, are you going to ask Chris to come and look at our basement? Yes, honey, I will. When Chris has time, yes. I'm just going to say it on the air, and she's probably laughing right now saying, you didn't have to say that. But yes, Terry, I will ask Chris. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue. AccurateBasementRepair.com is where you're going to want to go. Chris Mancuso is the owner of that company. Phone number is 414-744-6900. 744-6900. Accurate Basement Repair. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric only on 1250 AM The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Current Electric. On 1250 AM, The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host. He is Bingo Emmons. Call creativeconstruction.com and our special guest. Man, we have learned a whole lot, and I've got a stack of questions we're never going to get to. Chris Mancuso, AccurateBasementRepair.com. Hey, Chris, just so, and
yeah,
again,
I'll tell Sam to put him, to get him back on soon.
Yeah, you know what? And soon, because we were going to get into what winter does to basements, and we're not going to have time for that, but we will, as maybe in a month or so or 6 weeks, as it gets colder, we'll have Chris back. So everybody who has sent me those letters and those emails regarding, and the text message regarding winter, I promise either we'll get to that next time we have him on, or go to his website, Accurate Basement Repair, and you can go right online and get a free quote or a question that they can answer for you. Chris, you've got my cell number, so as my wife is listening, anytime you're over in the Mount Mary College area and you're going to have 15 minutes to stop and just look at hers, please let me know. She works out of her home, and so she's home. And if I'm not, and if I need to be, I'll get out of work and I'll come home and spend those few minutes with you, because it's a big fear of hers that this thing is getting really, really bad. And we would love to have you come over and take a look at it if you could. Hey, another question for you. And this is something, when you go online, you start doing a lot of research. The biggest fear that people have is their house is going to collapse from foundation issues. And that's really a small percentage of the people that you see, because it can collapse, can it?
It can, but the probability, you might as well, if your basement collapses, you should go play the lottery then too, because you're defying all odds. So again, the probability of catastrophic failure, extremely slim. It's a scare tactic, and it happens, and you'll see it online, and you'll hear competitors use that to try to scare people into getting work done. And it's just untrue. Your basement's going to get worse. All the catastrophe to it all is the longer you wait, the more money it costs you. That's really good. The catastrophe behind it. So, do something now or do it later. You're better off at least getting it evaled. Yeah, I just got an interesting text to you guys out here down. I guess you have some big fans, Mike, in Minnesota. I have a buddy of mine in Minnesota. Maybe you nicknamed him the Senator. He's quite a guy up there, him and his girl Shannon. He's texting, goes, dude, you're on the Fan, man.
Hey, we're worldwide, cool. Buddy. This show, actually, I'm telling you, I get a lot of response from the Faith in the Zone show I do, and the high school show and youth sports show, but the Home Improvement show is it's one that I get a lot of questions on, and it's just very funny to me that people actually think I know, other than who to call, how to answer any of the questions. Hey, really quickly, and we're not going to have time to dive into it, but come wintertime, does that change the kind of problems you see in people's basements as it gets really cold?
It changes the type of problems, and it changes the type of things that we can address in the winter. So keep in mind, we work through winter, but it is all weather dependent. If it gets really, really cold, or is really, really a ton of snow, then there's not as much we can do. But most certainly, it is. We get quite a few calls during Christmas. No, but otherwise we get quite a few calls, because during the frost, the ground will expand and the cracks will get bigger.
Boy,
there's water next to the foundation. People go, my gosh, I didn't have this. We were just down here in August, I think was the last time I was in the basement. Now we're here in January, and this crack looks huge. That crack was probably there in August, but now that the ground got frozen, it expands and starts to break the wall more. So we'll get those calls a lot.
Hey, Chris, I got to tell you, when you were in studio a couple of years ago, you told me a story that I've never forgotten, that there was you were a fireman. You went in the basement of somebody who had flooded their basement on purpose and kept fish down there. Do you remember that story?
Yeah. And
do you know that people still to this day ask me about that? They go, man, was he serious? I go, yeah, he was really serious. And I just think that is, everybody does things a little bit differently, but that was a story that I got to tell you, people for years have asked me about that. And they're like, who's the guy that told me that story? And I tell them about you. And they're like, man, for some reason, I still think of that every time, I walk into somebody else's basement. I hope they haven't flooded it on purpose and they're keeping fish down there.
Yeah, they flood in the basement. They blocked off areas and they flood the basement out, and they would grow their own carp down there, and they'd be feeding their families. We were in the inner city. There's crazy stuff that would go on. A lot of ethnic folks would come in and they'd slaughter pigs in their backyard or chickens, and neighbors would call, and you'd be like, what the heck's going on, man?
Well, thank goodness that now with Accurate Basement Repair, you're still seeing a lot of that crazy stuff. Hey, Bingo, we've only got about a minute left. What, when winter comes for people at Creative Construction Wisconsin, does that change a lot of things that you're doing?
Yeah, it changes. We work all year round, so we'll heat and cover for exteriors. We get, you know, people still, you know, on their phones texting and driving into houses and garages and stuff. Or, yeah, you know, I mean, we still get a lot of that. We got still fix holes and things, but we try to do most of our inside work, you know, as much as we can. So we got people. We've been, you know, people that call up in September, say, hey, I got some, you know, I got some dining room ceiling. There's any way we can hold you guys off until, you know, until spring, until January, and, you know, give them a break. You know, that's about the only thing I really do different. You know, we really don't slow down.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. And, Chris, nobody is happier that you're on this show this week than my wife, Terry. Just so you know, there's nobody.
Absolutely, I'll be out there.
Yeah, I would appreciate that because I know you guys are super busy, but if you're ever in that neighborhood, please let me know, and I don't think it'll take more than 15 minutes. Just send me a text, and I'll make sure that we're available. He is Chris Mancuso, owner of Accurate Basement Repair. It's accuratebasementrepair.com. Go to that website. All the information that you need, not only on Chris, but his team and his company, is at accuratebasementrepair.com. Chris, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen. I want to thank Creative for building this, and I want to thank Current for powering it, and Mike McGivern for doing what you guys do, and Bingo. So thanks, gentlemen. You guys have a blessed weekend.
You as well. Hey, Bingo, thanks a lot, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Have a good day. He's Bingo Emmons. Call creativeconstruction.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, and we are built by Creative Construction and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.